Gemara Mekzinyan Chayyadam Klaus HaMatez, we're discussing with the Lachas of Kavod for a Talmud Chacham, and also the Lachas of Kavod for a Zaken. So the Chayyadam touched on that the key of Kavod for somebody who is a Zaken, a Machlok is that when a person reaches the age of 60 years old, or when a person reaches the age of 70 years old, we're dealing with a Shalom and a Raisa. So arguably a person should be careful to give some level of Kavod of Heather, and some at least show some act of, if not standing up Molikim Mosai, because we assume that they are Moichel, we spoke about that before, why that's so, but at least to give some element of heater that you're recognizing that individual's presence. This halacha applies to men and women alike, so a woman is of that age as well, so the ski of giving heater would apply to the woman of that age the same way it applies to a man of that age. We may touch on the idea that if somebody is not Jewish, the Gemara mentions this idea that he would still give Berachim would give Kavod to these individuals because so many life experiences that he's experienced, and therefore he has a level of wisdom about what's right and what's wrong, what's important in life, which we want to give respect to that as well. Some person said it only applies to a non-Jew who's keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and therefore that chiyuv to give kavod to a non-Jew nowadays is very relevant. It's very uncommon to have a person who's keeping Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. There is a concept of giving respect even without this key of Gomer, because of Darkei Sholem, it's appropriate to give respect. Part of the covenant which you give to an elderly person, besides this idea of some element of kima, of standing up for them, is to talk to them in an appropriate fashion. You do not talk to them just like your friend, that you would give them some type of title of respect. You would refer to them as Mr. or Mrs. or something of that sort, where you're expressing the fact that you recognize this person is deserving of respect. He's not just somebody who is just your friend, that you would talk to him in a very, very familiar fashion. Regards to showing some element of help to the individual person, of course, should express the desire to help, even if the other person is not going to accept it. The person seems to be hale and hearty, does not necessarily need your help, but there's an element of respect which is expressed by offering assistance, even if the assistance is not accepted. We touched on the idea of is one required to give up their space, their seat on the bus, for example, for somebody who's elderly. Many parts can hold one is part of the element of COVID. It requires you to do that because it's improper and inappropriate for you to be sitting leave that person standing. So that shows an act of disrespect. You're not respecting his status of being somebody of some level of knowledge simply due to his life experience. So remaining seated under those circumstances would be incorrect. The person should offer their seat to somebody who's elderly. Somebody who's elderly who says something, the concept of stiris tavorov is a lack of respect. So you don't necessarily have to agree with what he's saying, but to say you can disagree in a respectful fashion, but just to seeming to dismiss his words would be a lack of kavod to such an individual. I want to touch on one more point, Pastor Shem, in the next year, is the chiyuv of machah when a person of stature is being insulted, being in some way being discuss disrespectfully. Hashem will talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.